Chapter 1. James. Of all the women in the Montana Territory, why did my balls ache for her? Tennessee Bennett was a handful. A handful dangerous to more than just herself, for I quickly discovered, once I'd gotten her to calm down enough to be coherent, she'd not only gotten herself kidnapped by a madman, but had put my sister in the same room with him. Fortunately, after 6 days, 6 fucking days in the man's clutches, Tennessee was now free, thanks to Abigail's impetuous assistance. Thankfully, both women had been whole and unharmed after the incident. As for Abigail, her 2 husbands had tended to her and taken her home to Bridgewater. It had been difficult to let them see to her. It had been my role until now, and I would have to adjust to their marriage, but they would keep her safe, happy. And while Abigail had Gabe and Tucker, Tennessee had no one. No money, no place to live, no prospects for employment now that her schooling was complete. What she did have was me, and I was going to ensure she was taken care of. I hadn't protected Abigail in the fire all those years ago. She'd rescued me. The guilt of that, of the scars she bore, reminded me of my failing every time I looked at her. I would not do so again. I'd save Tennessee no matter what it took. Kind words, a spanking, or even a hard fucking. To start, it appeared a spanking. Because while Abigail had sobbed and needed comforting and affection, Tennessee seemed to need nothing but the ability to vent her frustrations on me.
James Carr, just because your sister is my closest friend doesn't give you the right to tell me what to do.
She looked up at me through her pale lashes. Those blue eyes with dark circles beneath them from 6 days of worry, and most likely sleeplessness, made me want to pull her into my arms and tell her everything would be just fine. But I couldn't. Not now. I would not coddle. It was blatantly obvious, at least to me. She needed a stern hand for putting herself in such a predicament, and she would find that from me. I could only imagine coddling had gotten her into this mess, her father being too lenient in his rearing. "And what just happened?" I countered. "You were kidnapped and held for ransom. Grimsby was going to kill you." I only knew all of this because she'd had to recount what had happened to the sheriff in charge. I took a breath, let it out, thinking of what could have been done to her. "Abigail came to your rescue and you fled, leaving her in that man's house, alone."
"I didn't flee, I returned with the sheriff," she snapped.
For one whose head came only up to my shoulder, she had a keen ability to look down her nose at me. While Tennessee had no skills whatsoever to offer any kind of help in the situation they'd been in, and she had gone to the sheriff, it was the fact that she'd pulled my sister into her own predicament that had me riled, and the fact that she'd put herself in such a danger in the first place. 6 days with that man. "It might be best, young lady, if you didn't talk, otherwise I'll find an empty alley and take you over my knee," I countered, leading her down the butte sidewalk. The sooner we left town, the sooner we'd be alone, where I could get her bent over my thighs, drawers down by her knees, ass bare and pink with my handprint. I never raised a hand to a female, and I wasn't going to start now. This one riled me so, of spirit and body. A spanking would do her, and me, a world of good. So would fucking the daylights out of her. Both might have similar results. Tennessee biddable and tamed, and both would be pleasurable for me. As for her, she might dislike a spanking to start, but she had a passionate nature, and no doubt she'd have a wet and needy pussy when done. But first, I had to find someplace private to mete out this punishment. An alley wouldn't do no matter how I threatened, and to calm down beforehand. The more she spoke, the less I settled. The weather was quite warm, making for bustling streets. Wagons and horses with riders rode past. Tinny piano music carried from a saloon, which wasn't surprising as there seemed to be one on every block. Wealthy copper kings mixed as pedestrians with ladies of the night and mine workers. I hated cities, the noise, the wild crush of humanity. I wouldn't have come if not for Abigail's disappearance. I wouldn't be remaining if it weren't for Tennessee, and not for very long.
"I don't want to go home with you,"